T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
I met him on Match.com.
Good.
And yeah. Did you have to meet a lot of other people on Match before you guys found each other?
I did. He was number 10. And the best thing I ever did was put the smallest amount of mileage from my house. And he ended up living on my old street, knew all my neighbors. And we've been together 5 years.
That's amazing.
How close can you get? So what does Match give you as far as options for how far you're willing to travel?
I think it was 10 miles, I wanted to say.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, and I originally was meeting people. I live in the North Towns, and they were in the South Towns, and it was just too much. And I said, I want to find somebody that I can just stop and see for a few minutes before, you know, the end of the day. And he was right on the road that I originally lived on.
Sweet.
And
yeah, just real quick.
One of my best friends lived in his backyard, and I never got to meet him. So,
how about that? That's amazing. All right, so
yeah.
Match, and your Match profile, how honest were you?
Oh, I was very honest. We're both in our 50s, and this was the second marriage for both of us. And I can't say enough. Just keep going through. You got to go through a lot of people before you find the right one, but he's out there.
Are you married now to that person?
We're married. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Congrats.
That's so cute. That's a great story. Thank you for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
We met at a daycare. I went to his mom's daycare, and that's how we met. And then in high school, we reconnected, and now we're together. We've been together for 6 years.
Oh, so you guys were in daycare together?
Yes.
Wait,
I went to his mom's daycare.
What? Like as little kids?
Oh, that's cute. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah. So.
So daycare, and then you guys met in high school, and then when did you reconnect for an adult relationship?
Probably my senior year, so that was like 5 years ago.
Oh, that's amazing. And still together?
Yep.
Love
it. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
I met through mutual friends. We all got together to go four-wheeling.
Okay. And did your friends know you were looking for somebody to date?
Not really. It was us girls were going to just hang out, and he happened to be there, and we met, and we've been together 16 years.
Did you go to that four-wheeling farm that specializes with the videos and the pictures and all that, or did you just go to some dude's house?
No, it was 16 years ago. It was just some dude's house.
Oh, okay, all right.
That's so cool. Thanks for calling. 644-9850. Hi, Kiss, who's this?
Ashley,
how did you meet the person you're with?
We walking down the street.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me more.
We've been together for 10 years, married for 3, 2 kids later.
It sounds like you're productive with that, too.
Yeah.
All right. So you're walking down the street where? What was the circumstance?
Right in our neighborhood. We were walking down the street. I'd seen him before, but I didn't know who he was, and my heart was pounding.
And then
a couple of days later, my mom was like, she seen him at the store and was like, oh, here's my daughter's number. And we were like 18.
Wait, what? Your mom did
that's
that?
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's your mom is bold. So you didn't have the guts to walk up to this dreamboat looking guy, but your mom did?
Oh, no. I didn't. And my heart was going. And I'm like, Mom, who is that? She goes, I have no idea. And she worked at the corner store, and she seen him at night, and she gave him my phone number, and that was that.
If you don't take him, I will.
Well played, exactly. Mom. Well played. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
I actually met my husband at a softball game.
Oh, tell me more.
It was a beer league softball game on a Sunday afternoon, and I came from the beach, actually, in a bikini with a pair of jean shorts on.
Well, that's come on.
Heck yeah.
Go, girl.
So that guy's got a good eye.
This guy took one look at me and said, I got to meet this girl.
Yeah, I bet he did.
I'm sure.
So that's bold. I love what you did. So do you put a baseball jersey on, or do you just play in a bikini?
I just put a baseball jersey over my bathing suit and showed up at the game, and the rest was history.
That's amazing. I love your style. Thanks for calling. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you guys meet?
Yeah, he was coaching my sister's softball team.
Curious.
Okay, so keep going. So he's coaching your sister's softball team. How did you meet?
Okay, he was looking for someone to coach another softball team.
Oh, so the old assistant coach. Yeah. I know this move. Yeah.
So he needed another person to coach, so you said, put me in, and then what?
Yeah. And then we became friends. He was actually married when we first met. And we became really good friends, and then we went for a divorce, and we signed together for 5 years now.
So you became friends, and then once you became really good friends, he started his divorce?
Sure, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I'm confused.
Okay. Oh,
that happens.
It does happen. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Hello? Yes, I called. He called me by a wrong number.
Come on.
Yep, and we're together for 10 years now.
So right, this was an accidental, he called the wrong number, you started a conversation just with a random dude?
Right, he asked me where I was going, and I'm like, well, I'm following my friend. Who is this? And he said, it's Sam. And I said, well, I don't know any Sam, you've got the wrong number. So I hung up, and he called me back, and he kept trying to talk to me.
That's kind of unusual.
What made you like who the person was at the other end of the phone?
Because then he continued to text me, and he could spell correctly, and he just didn't feel like a jerk.
Well, a lot of times that's a bonus.
It is a bonus. That's good. So he spelled correctly. And so then how long after that first phone call did you guys meet up?
2 weeks.
Awesome.
Did you not have any Stranger Danger vibes from this guy?
I actually told my girlfriends at work, if I don't come home, this is who I'm going to see. So.
Good.
Oh, good.
That's
yeah.
a smart move.
So Dateline's got a story.
Okay. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Okay, cool. So it was a wrong number. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Oh, well, we were met at a pizzeria and bar. I was just getting out of work, and she was drinking there, and I was clearly annoyed by her because I just wanted to go home.
I love it. She was lingering
Match
around,
made
huh?
made in heaven, yes.
Yep. Yes. So I added her on Facebook that night when I got home from work, and I posted a couple days later asking about some TV shows to look for on Netflix, and she commented on it. And we started dating a couple weeks later. And as of today, we've been dating for 2 years and set to get married in April.
Wow.
That's amazing. Congratulations.
What shows was she recommending that hooked you in?
Shameless and Grey's Anatomy were the two that really catch my eyes right now.
Shameless.
I love those.
Good.
Those are good shows.
Good.
Oh, that's great. Congratulations. Yep. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Yeah, it's my 37th anniversary today.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we just kind of hung out with the same group of kids and just got to know each other.
Yeah, old school. Makes
so
sense.
So you were kind of drawn to each other. That's always, you're lucky when you've got friends
Or he was the last one left. One of the two.
I Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Hi. Actually, funny story. My ex-husband and his ex-wife were cheating on us with each other, and we met up to discuss it and line up our timelines.
So this was the person that was married to the person that your husband was cheating with? Is that right?
I'm so lost. Hold on. Talk me through it, Nick.
Okay. So her husband's cheating with a woman. That woman, I assume, is married. She meets up with that guy to go over the misdeeds of your significant others. And then you guys connect. So you did a wheeze. What's this called? Lancaster
swap.
Switch? Swap.
Wife swap.
A couple swap.
Okay, I guess swap. Technically, are they still together?
No, actually, he broke up with her on my birthday and texted me, "Happy birthday! I left her. Do you want to get back together?"
Oh.
And we had just had when he left. We had a 2-year-old and a newborn
I'm
at
sorry.
That point.
I'm sorry. A rough situation.
So,
But it worked out for the best.
Have you made the best of it? It sounds like you have.
Yeah, our anniversary was just on Monday, our 2-year anniversary.
Oh, happy anniversary. Yeah, that I can't imagine what it must have felt like being in that position with young kids and having to put your life back together.
I would not wish it on my worst enemy.
For somebody who might be sitting in their car right now listening to this, relating to your story, what do you say to them?
There is so much good that can come out of the worst imaginable situations in your life. And you just got to, especially for the kids, you got to keep it together, put a smile on your face, and know that it gets better. It really does. Everything happens for a reason. And I'm such a believer in that because of this.
Yeah,
I'm
for sure.
Emotional.
Is your ex still involved with the kids?
Yes, he is.
Good.
That's important. Kids need a mom and a dad if it's possible. I am so glad you called. Thank you for sharing your story. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Hi, we actually met at a local anime convention, but it was through friends and family. Well, really friends, but we didn't like each other at first.
Sure.
He was actually really awkward, and I thought he was cute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
And I told my friend, who was my best friend next to me, I was like, oh, he's really cute. And she's like, say something. And at that time, I was super shy, and he actually asked me to come sing with him at this one event. Mm-hmm. So we kind of connected there, but we didn't talk to each other for another, 3 years. But now we've been together 5 years, and we're planning to get married next May. So.
Ah, that's amazing.
An awkward and a shy person at an anime convention. I'm shocked. That's crazy. Are you going to do an anime-themed wedding?
Wait, I don't even know what anime is. Hold on, what's anime?
Anime is like a Japanese or even animation. It's just a certain style of animation.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's real. And you're going to do a themed wedding like that?
We are.
Will there be cosplay?
Amazing.
Yes, there will be.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Everything about this is exactly as I would expect it to happen. I applaud you for being the stereotype of everybody into anime. That's fantastic.
But so when does the singing come into this? That's where I was thrown off a little bit. And did you sing Shallow together?
Wait, what was that?
Well, where did the singing come into play?
It was singing to an opening, one of the more popular openings. And he's like, want to sing this? I'm like, sure. And our theme is going to be Final Fantasy. So it's our favorite video game that we play.
Uh-huh.
So we play Final Fantasy 14 online, and it's our favorite MMO, and that's going to be our theme.
Of course
it is.
Is it
weird, because when you're playing video games, you're looking at the TV. Is it weird when you're out to dinner and you have to look at each other?
No, not at all.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
What? Move the headset. It's all good.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you're sitting on the side.
Jan, you gotta get into the gaming world. I'm telling you, I'm getting you one of those chairs.
I want one of those chairs. I want to hear you sing that song. Will you sing it for me?
No.
I think you could. I feel like you have the voice of an angel, and you need to share it with us.
No, I can't.
May I ask a personal question?
What's up?
Do you have any anime tattoos?
No, I do not.
Wow.
Would have been cool if you did.
I'm genuinely shocked.
That's amazing.
I don't like needles.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right, fair enough. Well, good luck with that
tattooing.
Wedding.
Yeah,
that is so cool. That's a great story. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Yeah, definitely. So with mine, I'm a consultant, and I met my now wife at one of my clients. She was an employee at one of my clients. And then what's funny is that we would chit-chat, and then on Tinder is actually where...
No way.
Yeah, no lie. Yeah, and so we were together for 3 years, and then just last month, we actually got married. We went out to Vegas with family
friends.
Awesome. Oh, that's nice.
Best time of our life.
Wait a minute. Absolutely. So did you recognize her on Tinder? Because sometimes a work look might be different than a Tinder look. So I'm told.
Definitely a different look.
And, so swiped right.
You know, it's funny. Yeah, she actually recognized me. I didn't recognize her.
So,
when she messaged me, she was like, "Do you remember me?" And I was like, "I'm sorry, I can't say I did." And you know, so I still be pro on that nowadays.
But, that's crazy.
What did, what did she do? What did she do to spark your memory? Like, how did she remind you that? What?
She told me, she was like, "I work at so and so," and I was like, "Oh, okay, yeah. I'm sorry, now I remember." And then, since then, you know, we hit it off, and you know, here we are.
How long have you been working as a consultant?
Oh, this is my fourth year now. Yep, fourth year as a consultant, loving it.
I heard the best description of what a consultant does, Jan. Consultant is a person who takes the client's watch, looks at it, tells them what time it is, then keeps the watch.
I like that. All right, so wait, one more question about this, because this is a fun one. So you met after seeing her at a workplace and then on Tinder. What about when you had to go back as a consultant and she was there? Was it hard to make eye contact with each other?
You know, it was like those, in your mind, you're giggling at each other, and you guys know you're reading each other's minds, right?
Yeah.
It was definitely something we kept, you know, under wraps for a while. I mean, eventually, you know, all parties knew so that, you know, there was no conflict. But, it was fun for a little bit, you know. She you know, play that professional role, quote unquote, with me in the workplace. So.
It sounds like you did it all according to HR regulation, which is the right way to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for you.
Everything was according to handbook policy.
Did you get married in the Elvis Chapel like Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner?
No, actually, so it's funny. We actually got married at a Mexican restaurant here locally, and then we got on the plane immediately and flew to Vegas, and we had a mixer and a party at the Cosmopolitan. So it was
That sounds fun.
Yeah. You go to Marquee. Marquee's a great club.
So there are so many good Mexican restaurants in Buffalo. I can't imagine picking just one to get married at. Which one?
You know, Arriba Tortilla.
Well done, sir.
Nice.
They did a great job.
That's amazing. Thank you for calling.
Just for a
day. I know he's got a great life.
Hi,
Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Well, I was bartender and he was the drinker.
Giddy up, match made in heaven.
How do you transition from bartender to drinker to couple?
Well, I bartended at a bowling alley, and we both actually bowled and hit it off from there. We've been together 6 years, and I'm 39 weeks pregnant.
Oh, my gosh.
Congrats.
Whoa. Do you know if you're having a boy or a girl?
I'm having a boy, and it might be on our wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's incredible. That's fast work. There you go.
Strike.
Yeah.
Good luck with that baby. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
On POF.
Plenty of fish.
And? Yeah. So then continue.
Oh, that was quick, Nick.
Nick, that was good.
Well, we're both vets. Wow. We both served in the military. He was Army, I was Air Force.
Uh-huh.
So we kind of hit it off. We're talking about Iraq and Afghanistan. Now we've been together for about 5 years, looking to get married in a year.
Oh, that's amazing. So what made you pick Plenty of Fish versus some of the other dating things?
I was actually brand new to the whole dating scene, so I didn't even know what dating website I should go on.
Who gave you advice on this one?
Nobody.
All right. Honestly, Jane, it's more of a hookup site than a...
Plenty of Fishes?
Yeah.
Oh, same.
Yeah, it is. And then come to find out, that's what I found out, that it's more like a hookup site, like a one-day stand.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it turned into like a whole bunch of days in a lifetime, it sounds like.
Yeah, it did. That's
all right.
That's cool. I'm glad you called.
You went in sweet and innocent, not knowing.
No, right? She kept wondering why he was giving you that eye look. You know,
that's weird. I didn't ask for this picture.
Hi, Kiss 98.5.
Hi.
How did you meet the person you're with?
So I've actually known him since we were in about fifth or sixth grade. We would always be on and off, like it was middle school flirting at first, and then it was high school, and he was a bad guy. I didn't want to date him. And then we kind of lost connection after high school for a year or two, and then, you know, he just messaged me again on Facebook and just went from there.
This is like that Justin Bieber song, Baby.
When I was 13, I had my first love.
Yeah. Oh, that's cute. When you that say is. He was a bad guy at like 12,
no,
13.
No, bad boy.
Bad boy.
Bad boy.
What was he doing at that tender age?
Oh, you know, he was an ISS every day. He was being suspended.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Role model of society. I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Actually, we met on a school bus about 13 years ago now. It was for St. Patrick's Day. Uh-huh. And one of my girlfriends had got one of the, rented a school bus. You can rent a school bus.
Okay, so adults on a school bus, not like school kids on a school bus.
Yes. Okay, no, it was all
gotcha.
Adults.
Right.
So he was in the back and my girlfriend and I were kind of in the middle. And we just started talking, and my husband said to his friend, he was like, oh, that girl over there is kind of foxy. And,
Foxy?
No, isn't that funny, right? But he was like, no, and then him and we started heading off. So, and it's been, like I said, about 13 years. We just actually had our 10-year anniversary.
Oh, that's so, I love that. That's amazing.
Those buses can be a wild ride, Jan, if you ever get invited on a St. Patrick's bus where they bus you in from a reasonable sane area right into the beast of the belly, like the St. Patrick's Day parade, and then hopefully you get on it to get home.
Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Hi. I went up into a bar, and he was sitting in a booth all by himself because all of his friends had left him, and I just saw him and knew that this was the man for me.
Sounds like a keeper.
Well, the story gets more interesting, but I walked up to him, asked him why he was such a loner sitting by himself. He laughed and invited me to sit with him, and then we made a bet on a UFC fight, and the winner got whatever they wanted, and I won, and I made him take me on a date. So we dated for a couple years, but then we broke up for 7 years. I got together 6 years ago, and we've been married 4 years.
Congratulations.
Wait, how did you get back together?
A mutual friend of ours actually saw me at the gym and was like, hey, have you talked to, Rich lately? And I'm like, no, like, have you? He's like, yeah. And I said, hey, give him my number. Like, I'd love to catch up to him and talk to him again. And he did. And he called me. And we just started talking again. And we went back out and had dates. And the chemistry was still there. And I was still madly in love with him. And I hope he was too.
that's amazing. So, having the guts to go up to a guy sitting alone in a booth, that's not easy to do. Where did you get that from?
Probably some liquid courage.
Liquid courage. Okay. Well,
a little
being
of
honest,
that courage.
A little of that. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you meet the person you're with?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. Doing great. So I actually met my girlfriend in the kind of the strangest way. So we actually had our 5-year anniversary yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But we actually had the same gym class in high school. And believe it or not, I actually pelted her right in the face with a volleyball.
Oh no!
How bad? Did you break a nose?
Oh
no! So we used to play this game called Mat Ball back in my high school. So she was wearing a blue shirt. And there was this other kid that was wearing a blue shirt, and there's boys on one side, girls on the other side. And I didn't really get the blue shirt. But I was kind of goofing off, and I looked around. Next thing I knew, the ball was right there.
Uh-huh.
So I didn't even look. I just looked and threw it. And as soon as I looked up and the ball was coming out of my hand, I realized it was her. So.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Poor honey. And then you had to go over and say your sorries.
Oh, my God. Well, we were pretty good friends a little bit before it. We didn't really know each other, but so I sucked up for probably about 2 weeks or so. But every once in a while, I let her know about it that I, hit her again, but.
Oh, no.
You know she's going to get you back one day, buddy.
One day you're not going to look.
Oh, she has. Don't worry.
Good. Yeah. Least expecting, just bam, right in the face.
You'll be sleeping at night and you'll feel a ball in your face. That's a great story. I'm glad you called. Hi, Kiss 98.5. How did you guys meet?
Hi. Actually, we met. I own my house, and my cousin lived upstairs for me. And my now, introduced me through my cousin and kept asking my cousin to introduce us. Mm-hmm. So he started doing work around my house for me. I asked him what I owed him for doing the work. He said nothing, don't worry about it.
Nice.
I'm like, okay, this is weird. So then, like, we were talking off and on for a couple weeks. And then, like, all of a sudden, like, 3-4 months later, he moved in, and we're just now a couple.
Wow.
We've been engaged now for 5 years.
Wow.
And we've been together, like, 8 years going on 9. So it's, like, really weird. We just met randomly at my own house.
That's all right. Oh, the old hook me up with the homeowner trick. That works.
Yes, it definitely did.
You're going to get a doctorate in being engaged, by the way.
Right? We've been engaged forever. And then every couple of years, he buys me a new engagement ring.
Oh, that's
sweet. Well, that's
sweet.
A plus. That's
so
a plus.
I have three of them now.
For you. Don't rush them.
And each year he buys me a better one.
Oh, I like it. That's awesome. Great story.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.